Now let's take it to the Dragon Den, where the ticket press conference is about to begin.
Yes, indeed. It is time for a noon to three related press conference. I would like to thank everybody for being here. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. And a special thank you to the media in attendance who are here on the phone lines. We appreciate your flexibility in these challenging, difficult, I don't know, Jake, would you say unprecedented times? Is that crazy to refer to this as that?
No precedent.
There is no precedent on these times. So we have both have prepared some statements, and then we're going to take some questions from the media. Jake, why don't you step up to the podium first?
Thank you, Dan. On the morning of October 6th, I received a phone call from my partner, the man to my right, Dan McDowell. He said he was feeling ill, too ill, in fact, to do our show that day, the next day. Much to my dismay, Dan was again unable to do the show, and he went to get a test for the disease with many names. It's got many names, folks. You know them all. But we also know it is COVID-19. I then did the same. Both of our results came back positive that day. We both missed shows in the following days.
Positive is not good. Isn't that weird?
It's not good.
In that case, when you say it came back positive, you would think, oh, that's great. But it's weird.
But what is good, ironic, also weird, is when it comes back negative, which we both received negative results on October 18th. And after a harrowing 2 weeks, your new Guardians of the Midday are both at full strength. This is it's an emotional time. Thank you, Dan.
Thank you, Jake. We've danced around this issue before, but we thought it was time to make an official announcement. I'm happy to put an end to the speculation surrounding our show the past couple weeks. I would like to say this. The outpouring of support has been truly humbling. And what I mean by that is no one really reached out. And the fact that I could miss 6 days in 2 weeks, I haven't missed 6 days in 20 years on the station, and I'm just gone for so much time, and no one really reached out to give me well wishes. So that is the definition of humbling. I am extremely humbled to know that this thing is just fine if I don't show up to work for extended periods. So thank you again for being here this afternoon. Thanks for tuning in. And I believe it's now time to take some questions from the attending media. So media, remember, for the record, when we go to you, we'd like you to please state your name and affiliation before asking your question. And let's just start kind of at the top, sitting in the first seat here. Line one. Go ahead. Line one. You're up first.
Yes, this is David Moore with the Dallas Morning News. My question is for both of the deceased hosts. One, Odell Beckham Jr. said today that he has not had coronavirus. It has not entered his body because he has a mutual respect with the virus. My first question for both of you is, why did you diss the virus? Why do you not respect COVID-19? And my second question, also for both of you, would be, did you ingest bleach at any point once you found you had this? Or are you philosophically opposed to that treatment?
Dan, I'll go first here. I'll take this first one from the fake and failing Dallas Morning News. I clearly did not respect the virus. If you were to go back and hear audio from this very radio show in February, I was making comments calling a cruise ship stuck at sea, floating Wuhan. And I think the die was pretty much cast at that point that I would eventually be infected. And no comment on the bleach.
Okay. I would say I did not ingest bleach, and maybe that's the problem. I don't know. The insides are a crazy, crazy place that I do not understand. Let's go to line two. Line two, thank you for being here. Go ahead.
Hi, yes. This is Sam Gannon from Fox 4. Just wanted to say that Mike Ducey refused to be a part of today's press conference because he said he had better things to do. So I am his fill-in, his sidekick. So I am here. My question for both of you, first of all, glad to hear that you're both doing well. But I had a close family member that also had COVID-19, and he lost his taste for about a week. So I just wanted to know if you guys had any weird symptoms like losing your taste.
I will just say no, I did not experience that at all. Jake?
I had slight reduction in taste, but never fully lost it. A person who is close to me fully lost it and still doesn't really have it back. The weirdest symptom I got is that my hands and feet literally would not stop sweating. And I'm not sure I've heard too much about that one, but I had basically trench foot.
Your foot?
Sweat. Yeah, my feet and my hands. It looked like I was in, World War I. How gnarly they got from the sweat. So that's my only very weird symptom.
The Mad Dogs and Englishmen tour is going to be reenacted to whatever extent it can be.
Apparently have a get out of here.
Okay.
What was that? The ticket was potted up?
Okay. Seems like they were bleeding into our press conference. Ticket, get out of here.
All right. Let's go to line three. Reporter on line three.
Hey, guys. It's Emily Jones from Fox Sports Southwest. My prayers have been with you all. Glad to hear you back together, stronger than ever. Two-part question from me. One, was there some sort of COVID party in the bunker, and that's where all of this started? And I asked you this because we had a run-in with COVID as well in my family, and that was the what happened and how did this happen. That was the most question I got, like as if I attended a COVID party as a grown-ass adult, and that definitely was not the case. So that's the first question. And the second is, did your spouses get tested, and if they were negative, would you have allowed them to stay by themselves in a hotel for 10 days, as my husband did?
It seems like a loaded question from
your
Fox
husband,
Sports Southwest there.
Now, wait a second. Your husband stayed in a hotel for 10 days?
Yes.
After he tested negative. Did you test negative?
Correct. I didn't test until after the 10 days was up because I was going to be with the Rugrats anyway, so it was like, I'm going to go now.
I guess I shouldn't be asking you questions, but... That's pretty baller for your husband just to take off and leave you with the infected kid.
Salute.
Answer the question. Was there a COVID party in the bunker?
I think... I wouldn't call it that, but I would, in retrospect, say I guess it was an inadvertent COVID party, Jake, because one of us gave it to the other one. We clearly, right?
Yeah, and I think it's probably more me because even though it was only a two-person party, I actually brought a dish to Dan's house from a new recipe from a book I got called Cooking with Bats. And it was a chili. I prepared it with some items I purchased from what is now known as a wet market and gave some to Dan. So not necessarily a party, but a little potluck that might have been the genesis of this. Dan.
Let's go to questions.
Oh, okay. How about line four? Line four. Thank you for being here.
Hey, guys. Gordon Keith of Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310. The ticket. I just wanted to thank both of you. I know it takes a lot of courage to be infected with a fake hoax like coronavirus 19, and plus it takes a lot of courage to say what you guys said about Rick Renner a few moments ago. I can't believe you did that either, and pretty strong stand against him you guys took. Hey, I want to mention that I also am a fan of just about everybody on y'all's show, particularly Mino and Dan and Mino. And my question is, what effect did coronavirus have on your sex lives with your wives in particular? And like when you had made love to your spouse, no matter what position it was, like whether it was a missionary or
interesting you ask, Gordon, because before the person that I mate with was also infected, to be safe, we had already built one of the homemade, partitions.
Sex dungeons?
Partitions, something so that we would no longer have to be breathing on one another. But we liked that so much that after we both contracted this hoax, we continued to use it, and I believe we will for years to come, as it were.
And I just like to say I appreciated that partition because I went over to Jake's house as well, and she never knew. She just on the other side of it. And,
yeah.
Jake, we share a lot.
Yeah.
Scary revenge of the nerds, but okay. And what happened to Bob Sturm?
What's that? What happened to Bob?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
I just tuned into the show, and I'm not hearing Bob. What's happening?
Yeah, I believe he's breaking down film.
How was Tony Romo feeling going into the season?
We could handle. Does anyone have any other follow-ups, or should we wrap up this, what turned out to be a COVID-19 press conference, where, just to reset for those listening, Dan and Jake both had COVID-19, but now we're clear. We're free of the virus. Anybody else?
No after effects? No after effects?
The sweat is still happening. My hands and feet won't stop sweating. That's not fun. But the after effect is we kept the glory hole wall that I was telling you about. That's the main one.
I do see one more. I'm sorry, Gordon. Go ahead.
No, it's your show.
I thought it was your birthday. I see one more hand
other
up.
Questions.
Line 5. Line 5 would like to chime in here.
Scoops Callahan here, reporting live while on the dole. Champs, it's clear you two Walter Wenschels were ossified and zozzled by the Spanish flu, like Alfonso XIII of Spain, the great Woodrow Wilson, and future petting pantry starlet Greta Garbo. Looks like it Rudy Toot traveled up your cabooses like a four flusher who ended up with nothing but wooden nickels. But it's good to hear everybody's Jake now with you two bimbos. How do you now plan to flip the switch on our crystal radios and win the ratings wars with Sam and Henry and those high jigger boys?
Jake?
What's happening?
I have here a manila envelope, and I just want to tell everyone in the crowd, all the gathered media here, that if you're squeamish, turn around.
No, Jake, no.
This could hurt someone, so turn around.
Jake.
Sit
Jake,
down.
No.
And
no. Jake, no. Jake, no. Oh, God.
Scoops.
God. Oh, Jake.
All my humanity. All my humanity.
Scoops, how are you dealing with everything? This whole situation.
Oh, tell us to Sweeney. Have you ever told a flapper girl there's no speakeasy tonight, dollface? I only sold 2 apples today. 2 apples. So we're off to the soup kitchen. Horse feathers. There's no rumble seat fun for Scoops Callahan. In fact, this reporter's got a case of the blues in the pantaloons so bad, it looks like we've got 3 Earths orbiting the sun. So Mino, my good man, once again, give me the old Capone, St. Valentine's Day business.
Okay. Well, I think that's it. I guess. Thanks, Emily. David?
Other questions?
Sam? Gordon?
Horny.
Okay. Horny.
More next. All right, 12:56. It's Dan. It's Jake. Back at it. I guess we've kind of been back at it for a few days now here. We'll do some Cowboys here in about 15 or 20 minutes and some other NFL notes. But we just wanted to follow up.
A healthy Dan and Jake.
A healthy Dan and Jake, that's right. We wanted to follow up on that a little bit and not have as much like Bud Dwyer comedy and actually kind of talk this through.
Do a post-game show.
Post-game show, here it is. Maybe we'll go
first team to 4.
Get Hakeem and Frisco. yeah, so 2.5 weeks ago, my wife started to feel pretty ill. And for the few days before that, I had, and this is, I think, a very common thing right now, is just you think you just have the sniffles from allergies and from the time of year it is. And a couple times a year, that'll happen to me. You take your daily allergy pill or your nasal spray and it goes away. And that's really all I felt. Until she went on Monday, so this is 2 weeks ago on Monday, and she actually tested negative while feeling horrible. Like, I'm talking body aches to the point where she was crying. It was really hard to watch. And I almost, we go kind of serious here, I felt bad that I didn't feel bad like she did. But I'm thinking to myself, okay, I have to have it if she does. But then she tested negative on Monday, so I thought, okay, maybe there's a chance here that this is just a 24-hour sickness type thing.
That's right, because you did the show here Monday.
I did the show there Monday, and then you called on Tuesday morning. She went like Monday afternoon, evening. Like, I didn't know until we were done. And then you called on Tuesday morning and said, hey, I'm not feeling well at all. And at
so
that
I wonder
point,
if in, in retrospect, you had it and gave it to me Monday.
That's very possible, or even Friday.
But what are you supposed to do if your spouse has a cold? Are you then supposed to not go to work? Like in this day and age.
Right.
Certainly, if you felt achy, you would not have come over.
No, I felt totally fine. I mean, I was still, you know, daily
and
work, exercise, whatever.
She tested negative, so.
Yeah.
But yeah, so clearly she might have had it first. I guess that's not clearly. But putting these dots together makes me think that. But then what's your play, no matter what job you're in, this one or wherever, if your spouse has a cough and is feeling sick, then do you stop doing everything too in life?
No, and I don't think so, but that's a tough question to answer, and I'm sure bosses and HR companies are having to sort through this. But even whenever I came to your house, she wasn't that bad. It got way worse, like, during our show on Monday. So now I'm starting to think, okay. But then she tests negative, so I felt not too bad about it until you called me on Tuesday morning. And when you called me and said, I don't know that I can do the show today after barely missing any time in 20 years, I thought, all right, she needs to go again. We'll see what Dan has tomorrow. I told you she had tested negative. But when you called then on Wednesday morning and said, I can't go back-to-back days, I'm like, all right. This is probably what I think it is. She then went tested Wednesday and was positive that time. You and I actually got our results on Wednesday at, like, the exact same time. Like, you texted me a screenshot of yours and said, I think this means I got it. And I was in my car waiting on the results from the swab at that same time. And I felt fine. I didn't have any sort of anything other than just slight sniffles. Kept going about my business, regular day. And then in the course of a couple hours, I turned to, I mean, flat out the sickest I've ever been in my life.
Because you did the show Wednesday, right? Without me?
Yeah. Tuesday and Wednesday. And then I got...
I was like, feeling better than Monday night, Tuesday and Wednesday on Thursday morning. Like, a little better.
Right, we talked.
And in the past, you've been sick or you feel, you know, even having the flu. Once you kind of feel a little better, you're like, okay, now it'll get exponentially better from here on out. So that's why I did the show Thursday, but felt really bad, like really beat every break. I'm laying down. And that's the day that you really went south, like between the meeting at 11 a.m. and, 12:30 when you're on the air talking, you went downhill quick.
And that lasted pretty much through that weekend, where if I did
anything... Because you took Friday off.
Yeah, we both took Friday off. And if I did anything for more than, like, half an hour, maybe an hour, I would just have to lay in a dark room under covers. And the only thing I could really compare it to, and I guess what we now know, is that this can be very different for everyone, ranging from hospital to nothing, and then how it unfolds in between.
That's what's really weird. My doctor said that, yeah. Because I'm like, what do we expect here?
And he's like I can't call it.
He's like, you know what? A lot of times symptoms go away, and then 10 days later, they rear up uglier than they had been even in the beginning. And that really was freaked me out.
Right.
Ten days later, like, it would go away and then just come back because it's just in your body trying to do stuff.
And I think at some level, we're probably going to be dealing with just a couple months of not being totally, totally right. You're close, but then you go and you do something for a couple hours and you think, all right, I used to not really be this tired after doing this. But to me, the scariest part of it was I've never had the flu, and I've never had a sickness that I would say affected me from, like, a neurological level, where I would be confused, I would have to lie down and just feel like I had a concussion, basically. Like from back 20 years ago of high school, when you're sensitive to light, talking is very hard, and like you almost feel like you're watching yourself speak.
Like, could you not watch a show or any or comprehend something?
No, we were not doing really any of that. And then it started to get better maybe around like Sunday, because I did sit down and watch the Cowboy game.
Yeah.
But,
and then we did the show Monday. Well, you did the show throughout the week.
Yeah. And then, I was not off another day. I didn't do post game that Sunday. which I was very thankful to not have to do, because by the end of even like watching a Cowboy game, I was back to, I just got to lay down in the dark for a couple hours and
like the energy of watching a game.
It sounds crazy, but you go do dishes for 15 minutes and you're like, guy, I need to get under the covers.
Yeah, if I took the dogs just outside to walk in the backyard and came back, that meant a 45-minute lay down.
Yeah,
that's what was surprising to me, was just the way it lingered. It was this big, heavy, invisible blanket around my whole body, squeezing tighter on my head, but it just wouldn't go away. And like, I almost calling Kat in the morning or something, I was like, are they going to think I'm lying? Like, it's been 10 days, and I'm saying I can't work today. But I couldn't.
No, I know. And a couple different
times.
Like,
are you soft? You know, that's just the culture we're in, I suppose.
And I probably buy into that a little bit too much over my time doing this, of like, I can do whatever, whenever, all the time. I'll kind of lie to myself and say, you're not feeling anything.
Because it's just talking. We're not doing anything hard.
No, for sure. But there were a couple days last week when you were out and I was with either Soroy or Donovan, and I would have adrenaline after the show and I would feel fired up after Why Today Doesn't Suck. And then by 4 o'clock, you know, it was back to bed. And I'm talking 10, 11 hours of sleep a night, plus laying down for an hour or 2 hours after the show during the day. And that's crazy for me.
It was interesting from the outside to see how it hit both of you way different, because like Dan mentioned, it was consistent from him basically from the beginning up until recently.
But yeah, Jake, the first 2 days were really bad for me.
But then Jake had...
And then it settled into this kind of the same thing for a while.
It seemed like Jake had highs and lows.
Where without a doubt.
Some serious lows he was texting me about on the weekend.
Did you ever consider going to the hospital?
No, because all you
did.
Hear,
you texted
well,
me.
Well, I did. Okay, so there was one point on Friday night where I thought, all right, but what I've heard from, you know, Blake and from, you know, people, obviously his wife works in the medical field, is that the main thing about going to the hospital is your breathing. And I think that was one thing that you and I never really got bad. There's been a couple moments where I thought, you know, maybe I'm a little bit more winded than I would be, but not like struggling to breathe. So if you're just experiencing neurological and psychological symptoms and body aches, I don't really think you're supposed to go to the hospital.
Because there's nothing they can do for that.
Exactly. So what was I going to do? I'm going to go sit in a place where I could infect a bunch of other people for no reason other than I feel bad. And the last thing I'll just say is that when you get that sick and you're not really used to it. Now, I don't know how it was for, like, for example, Julie in dealing with cancer. And the energy that it takes for you to just try to do anything, I found myself bummed. Like, not just sick, but I would say depressed. Yeah. You know, like, I would actually lay there and think I was guilty because I didn't know if I had given it to Dan. My kid got it. She never exhibited any symptoms, but she did test positive. And we have no idea where we got it because we only see our in-laws, and they all tested negative. So I would just be laying in bed for a couple hours at a time feeling physically and mentally ill, but also like spiritually. Like, I was guilty. I was like having panic attacks because I'm thinking to myself, I'm the reason this is happening to everyone. And it messed me up bad, dude. Like, real bad.
But you weren't.
Front.
Yeah. But you weren't the reason. You can get it from anywhere and no one knows where it came from. But that was my biggest question and my biggest concern for both of you guys. A is, you know, if you're going to pull, like, how and when you're going to pull out of it, and just the pain that it seemed like y'all were feeling. And then mentally, I feel like mentally this can take a really big toll on you because of everything that you're going through and just being isolated. And it's like the topic of conversation in the world right now. And so it's all you can think about and you're stuck in your house. So that's why I was just so worried about you guys. I'm glad to hear you laughing about it a little bit today. I'm glad that you guys are back to yourself, but I know mentally this had to be really, really tough.
And we should probably also say a lot of people get it way worse than we did, where it lasts longer than the 2 weeks we dealt with, or more serious, or they can't breathe, or they die, right? Yeah. I mean, that's the reality that we're talking about here. And so if it was that bad for us, whenever really we were just thinking, man, I don't know if I can talk for 4 hours today, I can't imagine it being worse, but the reality is it's worse for a lot of people than it was for us.
Like, it seems in the grand scale of this virus, we had it really light. But in the grand scale of my life, this is the worst thing I've been through.
Wow.
So maybe I've had a good life.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's one way to put it in perspective, for sure. But another part of it, too, from the mental side of it, Julie, was, yeah, the kid didn't exhibit any symptoms. But I have no idea how this is going to affect her going forward.
But she had it?
Yeah.
She was tested?
Yeah.
And that's, you know, that's the thing about how do you get it and how do you know who has it and such. Because, and really, I'm still out of my depths, although I've read way more on it in the past 2 weeks than I ever would have thought I would. You know, is it young people? They don't even show symptoms? And is the concern with going to school that they get it and spread it to other people? Because you could, the younger you are, the less it'll just affect you physically. And then if you have it, neither of us, you never got a fever, right?
No, not really.
Like, I never had a fever. I felt real hot.
Weird.
And
I did feel chills. Like I had a fever the whole time, but
yeah,
I felt
I had chills and whatnot. The first night was really, really bad, but I never had a fever. So, you know, I went to, you know, a high school graduation at a stadium, and I would imagine they're doing this at Cowboy Stadium or whatever. They'll give you the temperature check on the forehead.
Yeah, and they're doing it at a lot of offices and stuff.
But you would not have, I would not have flagged that.
No.
Yeah.
So is it just kind of a extra sure? And if you do have a fever, we're going to keep you out, but they could be letting in a ton of people that still have it.
Yeah, I think that's the number one screening thing, because it's something that's tangible that you can do
easily.
It gives you a number and you say, okay, yes or no.
It's quick, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I mean, Monday afternoon or Thursday morning, Jake would have said, I don't have it.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden it...
And I mean, yeah, I was taking my temperature a lot, and I was using... Do you pronounce it oximeter, Blake? The finger thing?
Yeah, someone gave me a finger thing. Yeah. I actually did have a lot of people reach out during it and help me out. So that was kind of cool. It was good to talk to people. Luis, the former sales guy here, and just there's really quite a few people that it felt good to hear this person or that person also went through it. I hate to say that.
Even people who didn't, from our coworkers at the station, Kat was awesome about it from get-go.
From the
problem with that was, for me anyways, is like you craved some sort of human contact, but then you would talk on the phone for 20 minutes and feel sick again.
I got to say this. Almost to a surprising level, because we like to make fun of our company, but I thought they were really, really supportive.
No doubt.
Like I say, to a surprising level almost. Like, I can't believe you guys aren't mad that I'm not coming to work. And I can't believe you're just like, take all the time. Well, it doesn't count toward regular sick days and all that. So I don't know if every company is doing this. I would guess maybe. But I did have that thought running through my mind a lot. Like, man, I feel like I'm letting them down.
There's no doubt,
Yet they were very, very cool. So
I think work is work, and this is life. Like, that is a life thing, and it's a scary thing because people don't know about it still, and we were all hearing about it day by day through you guys, and everybody's number one concern was just you guys and how you're feeling each day and when is this going to be over for you two. Nobody was worried about you not coming to work. I think I can speak for everybody when I say that.
But to Dan's point,
I know how the big cold corporations
Saroy
are.
Saroy definitely
though.
Wasn't worried about that.
Saroy did not seem worried about it.
Didn't want to do the show.
All right.
Unless
let's
he was golfing.
Business.
That's the only reason that they would ruin his golf plans if he had to fill in.
He filled in plenty. Just not. Some days the weather was better than others. Just say that.